talking baseball. The Giants by the Bay.
KNBR 680 presents. Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie.
It's an inside the park home run.
Sponsored by Heritage Salvage, purveyors of patina custom design and build, Petaluma. Visit heritagesalvage.com. Live from AT&T Park, here's your Giants post-game host, Marty Lurie, on The Sports Leader.
Boy, nice to be with you on this beautiful Saturday night in San Francisco. I'm glad to be back from Cooperstown last weekend and glad to be here tonight. Had a great pregame show today with Patrick, and I think the game exceeded that tonight as the Giants come back from a 4-0 deficit to Arizona and come back and win the game 5-4 in 10 innings. Very exciting game, and you know, for a team that has struggled all year long, it was sort of deja vu of the good times tonight to see the Giants play with Chris Stratton going to the hill tonight against Taijuan Walker. Arizona up 4-0. The Giants come back, and so much happened today with the return of Pablo Sandoval. He got a double today. He was 1-for-3. He scored a big run. He got the rally started when the Giants cut the deficit to 4-3. Made an error that cost the Giants a run, but as Bruce Bochy said, the energy was back in the park tonight, and the Giants got it done and end up winning this one 5-4 in 10 innings. And Jarrett Parker had a good game tonight, a tremendous defensive game tonight. And also, well, we have so much to talk about tonight, of course, of Pablo Sandoval's return. 808-KMBR is our number. We want to get everybody on. George Contos being waived today and going to the Pirates. We want to talk about George and what he contributed over the years to the Giants. And then I think Jarrett Parker is worthy of mention tonight. And he saved a run early on with a great throw of that reminded everyone of Blanco, who was here in the park tonight with Arizona. Remember against Detroit? Blanco to Crawford to Posey, and they got Prince Fielder at the plate coming in. And there we were tonight again with Parker to Crawford to Hundley, and they cut down a runner at the plate in the first inning for Arizona. So that was a nice moment for me to see Jarrett Parker, who made another great catch in left field. He's an athlete. He's got power. And I think there's something there for Jarrett Parker. And he got the game-winning hit as he bounced a hit up the middle to score the run in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Kelby Tomlinson, another big game for him. Pinch hitter, 12 for 33. And here's the manager of the Giants who's going to come in for a second. And I'm going to explain what we're doing tonight as Bruce Bochy comes in. Chris Mavroidis is with us, and Chris is going to participate in our post-game show with us tonight. And, of course, as I've said on the air many times today and during the week, Chris has ALS. He's a great baseball fan who just happens to have ALS. But he knows the game cold. He's got a beautiful book out, Falling in Love with Baseball. He's been correcting me for a number of years. Whenever I say anything that's not right, he sends me an email. I never knew who he was until I met him and realized that he has ALS. But what we're doing tonight is having Chris participate. He can answer questions, and he does it by typing out on his tablet. And as I said, anyone who calls in or wants to know anything about the Giants, Chris will give you his unabashed opinion. Believe me, it is an unfiltered opinion, as any baseball fan would do. So we're doing this to make people aware of, and plus I like having him here, but we're doing this to make people aware of ALS, to realize that it is something that challenges everybody, but the mind is perfect and the feelings are perfect. And it's just that the body is, the muscles are giving in. But for Chris, it's wonderful. I was honored to be part of his celebration at the Fairmont with the ALS Society a few weeks ago. And I think it's great to have him here, just as I would anyone else, to talk about baseball. So, Chris, it's nice to have you here tonight. If you're on Twitter at Baseball Marty, we have it on Periscope as well. So I'm going to ask the manager just for a second. Bruce, if you want to grab that mic that I think is right there.
Hi, Marty. I'm here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm glad. And you know Chris for so many years. And just give me your impression of Chris as a baseball man and how you've gotten to know him.
Yeah, well, Chris has been someone that my wife has known for quite a while, and you know, she had us two get together. What, I don't know, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah. I'm trying to think. But anyway, you know, Chris, he just loves baseball. And we've all, you know, read the book. He did such a great job on this book. And so he lives real close to me. And, you know, I don't see enough of him. That's why it's good to see him tonight. But, in fact, he just showed me a little thing on the tablet where he's going to miss George Kontos, who's a fellow Greek. And so and he said, unfortunately, there are casualties when you have a tough season like this. But he's such a good man. And, yeah, we you know, I've known each other a while, and obviously I haven't talked to him enough and gotten his advice this year on baseball where he could help me out.
Trust me, I have. Whenever I say anything that's off the beaten path, I get an email from Chris. So it's just great to make people aware of ALS and what it is all about, and how someone still can have a full life and participate and know everything that's going on. So, Chris, Bruce, you want to read what he said about Kontos there? I'll give you a shot to do that. This is Chris.
Well, I pretty much said what he read. He just said that he's really going to miss him because he's Greek. And he said, but on a team 35 games out, you know, there are casualties, but he hopes the Pirates go to the playoffs, and George plays a key role for him. So,
very good.
And he said, you know, once you're a Giant forever, you're a Giant. And he'll always think about George. And, you know, this is the toughest part for all of us. You know, when you have to say goodbye to players who have done so much for you. I mean, Connor, I had to say goodbye to him earlier, and George today. George lives in the same building I do. He came over here today. We spoke for a little bit, and I hope he helps the Pirates get there too, and does play a key role. But you know, unfortunately, this is part of baseball, and we have some young kids that are going to get some playing time. You saw Crick, you know, he ended up going two innings today. So, you know, we'll give him some time out there. But anyway, you know, it's you know, something that we have to keep pushing forward and try to finish up on a good note for next year. You know, I think this could be a nice springboard going into next season if we could play some better baseball. And what a, you know, great game for us tonight. You know, we get Pablo here, we get some kids out there, and they played a key role in the win tonight. So, you know, a game like this hopefully can you know, just get us going a little bit.
Absolutely. Chris, I'm going to ask you this while Bruce is here. Kyle Crick about 95 to Goldschmidt and put him away. I thought Kyle Crick came in and did pretty well. So Chris is giving the thumbs up for that. Very good. Yeah, I thought Crick was good. And the other one, Chris, you can write about Tomlinson, because you've been around Giants for so long. You go back to Manny Mota and people like that, pinch hitters that the Giants have had over the years. Kelby Tomlinson, Bruce, 12 pinch hits for him, and he uses the whole field. And Chris, if you want to write something about Tomlinson, I'd appreciate that. But Bruce, you can mention Tomlinson here.
Yeah, he's such a nice player to have on a club, you know, whether he's starting or coming off the bench, a double switch guy. And they had a left-hander out there and had him lead off. He's a catalyst type guy and has speed, and he's on first base, and then Crawford got the base hit, excuse me, but he goes to third base on there, first to third, and, you know, I had a chance to use Posey at that time, and, you know, sure, he hit in a double play, but he tied the game, and that was important, but, you know, Tommy's one that ignited us in that inning, and they showed a little respect by walking him in that last inning, because they weren't sure if he was going to bunt, if he was going to try to hit, you know, hit the ball to the right side to get him over. So that's a lot of respect for a role player, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And he uses the whole field. And he's a guy, you know, as I said, 12 pinch hits. And I'll tell you, every one of them is a pinch hit. Like you say, he comes up in key situations, and he's come through for you. Chris, the other one, and Chris is going to be typing all night here, but Jarrett Parker, for me, Bruce, to see him defensively in the outfield, the play he made early on, as I said, as you walked in, it reminded me of Blanco to Crawford to Posey to get Fielder. Say it.
No, he's saying it was nice, and it was. Yeah, especially a guy that ran into a wall that hurt himself and missed a lot of time. And, you know, he was not hesitant on that play, made a great play, but, you know, ends up getting a hit to win the game for us. You know, he runs pretty good, and, you know, they were in a shift there, and the second baseman was pretty deep. And, you know, even if he hit that ball at second base, he might have beat out that ball the way he runs.
Yeah, no question. But the play I was talking about is the throw. Parker to Crawford to Hundley reminded me of Blanco to Crawford to Posey to get Prince Fielder in the World Series. And I said it was interesting because here's Blanco in the park tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, that's, you know, it's so important to execute the fundamentals.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the World Series you're going. In fact, I think Scudero was the one that made that throw.
Oh, was it Scudero?
Yeah, Scudero, okay, he hustled
Crawford.
Over there.
Oh, and went over Crawford's
and, head. And went over Crawford's head. But, you know, Scudero had the presence of mind to be in the right spot and made the perfect throw and a great play by Buster. And then tonight, you know, they gambled there, but Crawford, he has such a great arm, too. A nice one hopper to Hundley. And, you know, plays like that can win games for you because if you can stay in the game, anything can happen, as you saw. And Pablo Guedes going, and then Pence's two-run homer. Next thing you know, you got a lot of life in that dugout. They feel like, okay, we have a chance to win this ball game, and we did.
Yeah, very good. Chris, you got anything tapped out there? Let's see. Are you giving thumbs up? Yeah, he's already got it. Okay. All right. All right. Any more advice for Bruce here? Bruce, I think you managed a good game tonight. Chris wasn't saying anything. I didn't get any emails about you tonight. So.
No, he's not getting on me either.
No,
so that's a good thing.
And me either. I'm real glad. And Chris, when Bruce put Posey up to hit for Sandoval, put the righty up and then the bullet at that, Chris gives you a thumbs up for that. All right, very good. Chris, what do you think of Sandoval tonight? So-so. He gives you a half a thumb up, Chris.
He made an error.
He didn't get set on that one.
He'd be tough to play for, wouldn't he?
This guy?
He got a double, but he said he made an error. No, he did. He did, and you know what? You know, and you know, the thing there was, you know, Jones hasn't played a lot of first base either.
That's true.
So, you know, they're a little spoiled with having Belt over there, who's one of the best first basemen, at handling throws. And Jones will get better. Pablo will get better. But, you know, you have two guys there that just haven't been playing a lot recently.
Yeah, it looked like he didn't set his feet and just kind of got under the ball a little bit. And Jones was off the back, so that's a good point. You know, he's not used to it. All right, well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I have curfew. I got to go.
Yeah, really? Come on. I'll be here to midnight.
You know, you bring Chris in here, I'll be in here. That's
all
the way
right.
It works. So.
Oh, very good. I appreciate it. And your support for ALS is very important. And just your thoughts about ALS a little bit and to see Chris and to understand the disease and what it is, but the mind is still perfect.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's so difficult, you know, to see how the mind still works, and the memory and everything. I lost a cousin about 5 years ago, and he was young, and he was in his 50s, and you know, it's something that hopefully they're going to figure out, you know, a way to beat this thing. But you know, at least, you know, we're getting some longevity, and I think they're making ground. But you know what, I look at Chris, and he's just amazing to me, because you look at him, it's like he's never had a bad day. And, and you know, I lose a game, and I just think the world's coming to an end. And so it just makes you really appreciate, you know, everything. But it's a horrible one, because you do know exactly everything going on, what's going on. But, you know, I think what's important is what Chris has, and that's the right attitude and mindset, and just has a lust for life and baseball, and that's amazing to me, because we all get down a little bit on these little things, and it just goes to show you shouldn't sweat the little things, because there's other people a lot bigger problems than you.
Very well said. And, Kim, thanks for coming in, as always. And you guys do a good job in the community, so I'm always happy to support the prenatal program and everything else.
Bob made me come in now.
But we should say Bob Sokoloff is here. Bob, you've been very quiet.
I've got nothing to say.
This is for you. This is unusual. I forgot he was here. You know, but Bob, Bruce, before you go, you know, Bob published the book, obviously, that and Bob was the catalyst to get it going.
Yeah, no, I'm very much aware of it, and in fact, Bob and I have talked about Chris, and so it's really a neat thing how this all has come together with Bob helping out on his book when with Chris writing it, and it's a great book. I love it. It's got some great stories. It just takes you back in your days when you played little league ball and Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I'm not that much older memory. Than you. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just look older. That's all. Yeah. No, but it's great to have you here, and I do appreciate it. You do a good job.
It's great spending time with all of you. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks. Okay, that is Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Giants. All right, we'll take a quick break. 808-KMBR is our number. If you're on the board, we'll get you on. Don't worry. Chris has typed out a couple of things to hand to me. But before I do that, it's time now to identify today's great grab of the week, sponsored by Coors Light. The bigger the mountain, the better the reward. Whatever your mountain, climb on. It's fun being out here tonight, and Chris doing a great job. FP Jr. helping me. Bob Sokoloff is here. Liz and Ever Joyce is here. And we're on Twitter. We're on Periscope. And for Bruce Bochy and Kim, very nice of them to stop in and talk a little baseball with Chris. And that's what this is all about. All right, our great grab of the week, which is sponsored by Coors Light. And Josh back there, it's something that we talked about tonight. And it was Jarrett Parker making just a tremendous play in the first inning, which helped Chris, helped Stratton out quite a bit. And here's the call.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line, slicing toward the corner. On the run, Parker into a slide, and he makes a spectacular catch. Just as he got to the foul line, he went into a slide, and he caught it. What a play by Jarrett Parker on a would-be extra base hit down the line.
Beautiful. Great call by John, and if you saw the game tonight, it's one you liked. To see that play. Now, 808 KMBR, and, obviously I'm back in here tomorrow morning. I'll be here at 8 o'clock. The show starts at 9 with the professor, Ron Wotus. So we'd like to take a few calls, and if you want to jump in now, it's a good time to do it at 808 KMBR. We'll get everybody on and talk about all the events of today. George Contos, of course, Pablo Sandoval coming back. A big win tonight, the pitching staff tonight, the bullpen tonight, and everything that went on with the Giants, and, of course, Jarrett Parker as well. So 808 KMBR, we'll get everybody on. And, of course, Chris is participating too. So more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.